This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
Does it feel like there's an echo?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Also, I don't know why this is fully in frame. Sorry about that, team. Move
that out of the way. We're not sponsored by them. No free promo.
So you guys are probably noticing that we're on a new settler.
Location change.
Sorry to everyone who doesn't watch the video version. You're going to have to go onto YouTube and see what all the hubbub's about.
Yeah. We're in a new spot, team.
Tell them where we're at.
We're in Florida. Yuck. Just kidding.
No, but yuck.
But not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Gross Yucky, Florida. We're on vacay.
Vacay mode on.
Donovan turned 21 yesterday.
He did.
And so his request was to go to Disney World and drink around the world. And get this, we didn't drink around the world.
No, we had two drinks and we went home.
Yes, but we did do four parks in one day.
Yes. That was the last one we did.
We went to Disney World. As you can see. I'm going to be honest, team. This is probably the best Disney sweater I've ever gotten.
I'm trying to think what other ones I've gotten that I'm like, that are tea. But I do really enjoy this one. I like the colors.
Yeah, and it's a 3X, which I've never seen a 3X in the stores.
I've seen it go up to 3X. No, it's always stuff you don't want.
I know it goes up to like, I think their sizes go up to 4X, but they're just never in stores. It's always like 2. And I like, you know, I want to feel like Ariana Grande too sometimes in a sweater. And I can't be doing that in a medium or a large. Get out of here. Not even an extra large.
Sure.
So anyways, this is the best Disney sweater I've ever owned. I did sleep in it last night. Now I'm on in it again. Jason has one too. Hers is Marie.
Nope, that's Daisy Duck on my chest.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, I thought Marie was
not
that
Marie,
one.
It's Daisy Duck.
My fucking bad.
I was just telling someone that I don't know why, but like ever since I was little, I've always loved Daisy and I don't know. And it's literally because she wears purple and that used to be my favorite color.
Yeah.
And that's how I usually pick things.
That's true.
I'm sure y'all will diagnose what that means in the comments below.
Gay. You're diagnosed. Your diagnoses? Gay.
No, that makes sense.
But yeah, we really conquered the world yesterday at
Disney
World.
Well, let's back up a little bit because last time we talked to you guys, we went to New York for 4 days.
Oh, that's right.
What did we go for? Oh, the Time 100 party.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go to the Time 100 party because they featured me as top 100 creators.
In what category? Tell them, girl.
Phenom.
Tell them, yeah, girl.
You're looking at a phenom.
A phenomenon. Nominon.
A feminine nominon.
Yes.
Yeah, so I had to go to that party. And it was cool.
Yeah.
It was tea.
We saw a lot of our friends.
Yeah, we saw so many friends. And we hung out. We keyed. We saw our sister Teffy. That's probably who we hung out with the most. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
Saru's.
Oh, and Saru's. I love Saru's. Oh, so my cute. God. Obsessed
and
with them.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then met a ton of other people that I have met before and haven't met. So, yeah, it was really cool. I did a lot of other work stuff when I was in New York, too, which was tea. Met a lot of you, but I always do every time I go to New York.
What chips do you have with you right here?
Oh, these are my new hyperfixation team.
Oh, BBQ Pringles.
BBQ Pringles.
Have you ever in your life had a Krispy Kreme? Have you ever thought about how many you could put in your mouth at once?
I can't tell you. I've since I've been eating these quite frequently lately, I feel like the most feral person alive when I'm trying to get chips out of this thing. Like, it gets to a point where I'm like, give them to me.
Like, you know, when like they, yeah, that's your snuffle mat.
Yeah,
that's
it real feels like enrichment. Like, I'm so dead ass, like at a certain point. And also, like, every time I finish, when I look around me, carnage everywhere. Yeah,
crumbs everywhere.
Crumbs. And I already have a problem with crumbs, but like, you know, this is makes it a thousand times
that
worse.
That meme you sent us, that me and Brittany said, like, if you pour the rest of the chips in your mouth like soup, you're disgusting or something.
Yeah, you're just big and greedy. It's like, that's the type of greed they talk about in the Bible.
That's how, when I finish those and there's just crumbs of dust at the bottom, gotta pour them down.
Yeah, and then this part of my mouth is raw as fuck from like going...
Yeah,
you're trying but that's to fit saying, chips in my
you're
mouth.
Stacking them, how many do you think you could fit in your mouth at once?
At least five.
You don't think you could do?
I know. I said five, at least five. I'm saying okay, five minimum.
Yeah, I mean that's like, are you talking about chewing and swallowing all of them at the same time?
No, you're talking about like stack and then in the fucking gob, right? Yeah, yeah.
I watched I'm someone put 15 in their mouth.
I mean, I wouldn't be doing that because that's the kind of greed they talk about in the Bible.
It's for science. That was for science, anyway.
But yeah, what else? Oh, we went to Time 100, mm-hmm. New York.
Then we flew here. We flew through JFK, which like that's where we usually fly in and out of New York. And I don't know what was happening at the JFK TSA the day we were coming to Florida, but something sinister was afoot because everyone that was there was so mad that we were there.
Yeah, it's always my fault because they work there because of me.
Every time. But and it was really bad this last time we flew.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't either.
But we made it.
We did.
So that was nice. There was a dog on our flight though that kept screaming, which
I felt bad for.
I felt bad for it. It was literally a dog and it was like, it sounded like, ah! Like that's how it sounded the entire flight. Mm-hmm. And there were like old white dudes in front of us that were kept going every time they heard it, which I was like, the more times you look back, the less likely it's going to stop. Like it's not, every time you look, it's not going to make it stop any sooner.
Well, they're turning around mad and they're both watching Fox News. So I don't know.
Right. What bigger we're problems. Doing. Yeah. Bigger fish to fry, in my opinion.
Issues at hand, yeah.
But I felt like every time they looked back and they'd be like, it's just ridiculous.
Take him out.
I was telling,
one of them said, take him out.
I was telling Dayson that I'd like to imagine that every time they looked back, the person whose dog it was like sleeping with their mouth open in their chair.
Yeah.
Because they're just used to it.
Yeah.
So they're just like, and the dog is screaming and they can't hear
or that person has soundproof headphones on so they have no idea.
And they're watching a show?
Yeah. They have no idea what's happening at their feet. That's funny.
Sometimes you gotta laugh. Sometimes.
Gotta.
People are gonna die. So.
It's inevitable.
Which is sad, but. Anywho. Then what happened? We landed in Florida.
We did. We went straight to, oh, then you we guessed went- it, Red Robin.
We did because we had to kill time before we could check into our Airbnb. But when we were at the rental car place, like that was also, it felt like we were being jacked around again.
Dude, yeah.
But everybody was so nice. Like everybody was so nice who worked there. But I just thought it was funny because at a certain point, like we're waiting for the rental car. Like we gave him our paperwork. He's like, okay, great. I'll go get the car.
And there were like cars missing that qualify for like the one that we reserved.
So. Yeah. But it was just funny because he gave us no instruction. He just kept walking past us. And we were
was,
like
waving
right.
at us. Like, what are you doing?
And then he was like, hey, come here. And then we'd go over there and then he would just leave again. And we were like, are we playing tag? Like, and then at one point I was like, should we just like follow you? Or, and he goes, sure. And then at one point I was like, we'll just wait right here.
I told Jerry, I'm going to wait right here. And then you wave me down. I'm not walking anymore.
And then he came back after like 20 minutes of doing that. And then mm-hmm. he goes, I like, don't know where the car is. So, and we were like, all right, like just looking at each other. And he goes, you guys could just take that one.
Yeah, he gave us this Maserati. He's all free upgrade.
Yeah. He's like free upgrade for the wait. Cause like, I like, don't know where it's at. That's what he kept saying. We're like, okay. So we go and. We go, we're like, all right, go to this Maserati. It's like an SUV. And then
I don't think I've ever been in that type of car.
No, never. Me either. Yeah. But it was just like, even when you turned it on, it was like, right. So then we have four pieces of luggage. No, three.
Three and two littles.
Yeah, three big pieces of luggage and then two carry-ons.
Yeah.
Plus, like, Billy had a backpack. I have a purse. Jason has a purse, whatever. So then we're trying different configurations of trying to fit the luggage in there because it looked really small. And I was telling Billy, I was like, that's why luxury cars to me are so fucking stupid, because what is the point? Like, you, all you can drive is people. And even
you
then,
you can't even fit just two big suitcases.
No,
back there.
You could fit one singular suitcase and it can't be that big. It's got to be a medium sized one.
Has to be a carry on.
Yeah. And I'm like, you can't even drive big people in a car like that. Like, it's just like the most useless, like, luxury vehicles like that are so fucking pointless to me. Like, I don't know what the point is.
So Drew was like, oh, put down the back seat. And so I tried to do it. I'm like, I don't think it works. And then Billy went and figured it out.
Yeah. Like, so okay, we put it down. So we tried at least six configurations. Yeah. None of them were working. At this point, I'm sweating through my tube top. Can't take it anymore. So then we tried one more time.
She's just like, she's on a batch trip.
Shut up. I told you that in confidence.
I mean, it's really comfortable. And Billy goes, yeah, it just looks like you're part of a bachelorette trip.
Because I had already voiced that concern. Because I had got a really cute two-piece set and I was wearing it. And we're in Florida. It's fucking hot. So I said, I just feel like I look like I'm going on a bachelorette trip. Is that what it looks like? And they both were like, no. And then I go, you don't think so? Like all the other girls are in red and I'm wearing this.
Or black. Everyone's black. Wearing black and you're wearing
white. And they're like, no. And then like, an hour later, he goes, I mean, other than a bachelorette trip, I don't think you look like anything else. I was like, now is not the time. So anyways, we try all these different configurations with the goddamn
suitcases.
And again,
we're in Florida, yeah. So we're all dripping sweat.
Yeah, it's so fucking hot and humid. And then Billy goes, should we try? I go, I think we should give up and ask for a bigger car. That's what I think we should do next. And then we all were like, okay. So Billy goes and asks for a new car. He goes, oh, just take the one next to it. And it was
Defender.
A Land Rover. It's even bigger. It's much bigger. And then me and Dayson were like taking all the suitcases out. When I say me and Dayson, I mean me by myself.
I was trying to help.
And Dayson was doing her best, but all she was doing was dragging them to the end so I could take them out. Because Dayson, right now, she is literally Hercules when all his powers got taken away. When Hercules swam in the underworld and turned into an old weak man, that's what Daisy is right now. She has no strength and no muscle.
Just
so
a little shrimp.
She's literally like, oh, you know, Hercules is like, and they're like, look how pathetic he is. He has no strength. When's the last time you watched Hercules? Oh, with me. With Brittany.
With Brittany, yeah.
Yeah. What a good movie.
I know.
Anyways, so I was like, again, sweating through my tube top. And then we moved to the next car over and then put everything in there. All of the suitcases fit standing up.
Wait, before we were still that, me and Joe were trying to clear out the car so then when Billy came over, he could just put all the suitcases So we're trying to take them all out. And then I was trying to put the back seat up. And while I'm doing that, Drew hands me my headphones. I go, oh,
because I already tried and I couldn't get it.
I was
it,
like, dude, was just like, leave it. I'll leave it right there. I'll come around, but I'm trying to close this. She's still holding them out to me like this. I'm all, dude.
And we're in like either side of the door in the back seat.
So she's like, here. I go, dude, I just said, hold on. Put her down. I'm going to walk around. And I told her, I'm trying to get this seat up. And I'm going,
again, Hercules, bro.
But I couldn't find the button or anything. And then Drew was like, dude, come on, just leave
it. I was like, here, take this. And she was like, I'm trying to put the seat up. And then I go, who cares? And then we couldn't stop laughing.
Dude, we laughed for like 20 minutes.
Because I was like, who cares?
She was like, just give the keys back. I'm like, no, we got to fix the car.
Well, I didn't break it. I just can't find this goddamn button. And once again, I'm sweating through my tube top and nobody cares. And then we were standing there laughing. And then Billy's like waiting for us. He goes, what are you guys doing? Oh, sorry. I didn't know you came back. Anyways.
Dude.
And then we were driving on the freeway for what felt like forever. And then remember I told you, I was like, do you think the house is on the freeway? Because where the fuck are we? Why does Florida look like that?
There's just forest everywhere. Just jungle.
I was like, do you think the driveway is just going to be off this fucking highway?
Y'all don't got a drive-through coffee bean or nothing out here?
Y'all don't got shit out here. I was literally looking around. I was like,
stopping in caffeine. Nothing to stop at.
We're like, oh, as we drive, I'm sure we'll run into places. Nothing.
Just
nothing,
jungle.
Nothing but jungle as far as the eye can see. And then I was like, do you think the house is off, like on the freeway?
The house is in the jungle.
And like, then we finally like, it felt truly like we had to just go make sure the house existed first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check where my gate's at, turn around, walk back, get my snack.
Make sure my gate exists and then go and get my snack. So then we finally found the house and then we went to Red Robin because at this point, we needed something we could trust.
Yeah, something familiar.
And we leaned on Red Robin. Honestly, it was a great choice, I think. we enjoyed ourselves. And then we're like, I was like, it's so nice. It's like so empty in here. There was literally only one other party. And then Jason goes, because it's 10:30 in the morning.
True. I can't believe how not busy it is in here.
Because it was Saturday.
It's fully 11:30 in the
morning. Yeah, she goes, it's only 11:30. And we all have burgers. What the fuck ever. Whatever.
Gourmet burgers and fries. Red Robin.
Exactly. And then finally got to the house. And then Steve and Alex got here like right after we got in the house, which is so nice. And then we hung out. And then we retired to have quiet time, which is essential for any vacation. And then the rest of our family got here. And then we went to Disney World yesterday. And we hit all four parks in one day, bitch.
All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break. And this is with our friends at Rocket Money. A lot of people aren't aware of how much they spend each month. Do you know how many subscriptions you pay for? What about how much you spend on takeout or delivery? It's probably more than you think, but there's an app designed to help you manage your money better, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's unusual activity in your accounts, if you're close to going over budget, and even when you're doing a good job. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Download the Rocket Money app and enter my show name, Two Idiot Girls, in the survey so they know I sent you. Don't wait. Download the Rocket Money app today and tell them you heard about them from my show. Now back to the episode.
And it was a hoot. Honestly, it was so fucking fun.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a blast.
I vlogged the whole thing. It'll be on the Patreon.
Yes.
I think this week or next week. I'm not sure. And we're also going to Universal for 2 days. So those will be another separate vlog.
Yeah.
But we rode a ride. I don't want to talk about it too much on here because we'll talk about it in the Patreon.
We can talk about it, but then they'll have to go watch it to see, experience it with
you
us.
You guys. So we, everyone in our family except for Donovan has been in Disney World one time. Yeah. Because we went 3 years ago because Jared did Playlist Live.
And he couldn't go because he had football.
He had football and we literally left him, which is so mean, but it made it really funny. So
it's not so mean. When I was playing sports, I missed so much shit as a child. Yeah,
so,
rite of passage.
The last time we came, we did Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and then Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, we had never been to Magic Kingdom.
So we never went to Magic Kingdom. So we went for the first time this time. So that was honestly really special because we got to experience it with him.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Also, I hope everyone that complained about how much you've been complaining the last few episodes, live it up right now, girl.
Wait, hold on. We'll get to that. Yeah, don't get used to it. We'll get to that.
Wait, so anyway, so we went on this ride in Animal Kingdom. Alex and Steve made a whole itinerary of like all the rides that are like the best, like the roller coaster fast ones in all the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking about Animal Kingdom, they said, oh, and there's one, this one called Dinosaur. And our cousin Josh has been on all of the, practically all the rides. So him and Mayo. So Josh was like, that
and
one's
Steve
so
and
fun.
Alex too. I've been on almost all of them.
Well, they've only been, or Steve told me he's only been once. So he said they've never even been on all the rides. So Josh was like, oh, we should do that one for sure about Dinosaur. We're like, okay, what's
it they're like, oh, it's like Indiana Jones.
He's like, yeah, which is essentially is your own that jalopy Jeep, whatever the fuck. And then
it's a similar configuration is in terms of how you sit.
Yeah. Everything
nothing
after that
else
is like
is ride. Like it. If nothing else is like it.
And so when he said basically you are chasing, you're like going back in time to grab a dinosaur that escaped or something.
Yeah. Right? And this is for everyone who's not in Florida, mind you, because I'm sure people in Florida will be like, obviously we know dinosaurs about. This is for everyone who has never experienced this ride.
Yeah, because we experienced it for the first time yesterday and Drew cried the entire ride. And then was crying towards me and was scared. And then I'm also scared. I'm like, cry towards your husband.
That, I'm not even kidding. That ride literally made me cry.
We got off and she was coughing and I go, are you okay? She goes, I almost threw up. We need to go.
I'm so serious.
And mind you, we had been having a super solid day at that point.
I was having a blast.
Yeah, we
like,
did both Avatar rides. We did the safari ride. We did that Mount Everest one, which I love and was really scary.
And
this
I
time.
Forgot about the giant Bigfoot at the end. Like,
I did not enjoy
or
that.
The Yeti. My bad. I forgot.
So it's like their version of like Matterhorn, right?
Yes.
Okay. But it's not in the snow.
I mean, no.
Because in the Matterhorn, you know, you're like in a bobsled type thing. And it's like that.
Well, they're in the Himalayas. Like,
oh,
that
was like an abominable snowman. So then maybe this one's a Yeti. So is that the same thing?
A Yeti and an abominable snowman. Yes. I think they're the same.
Lore wise.
I don't know. Someone's going to correct me, I'm sure.
That's fine.
But either way, that one I forgot about the end where it looks like Indiana Jones with the big boulders coming towards you. But it's him and his hand. Yeah. And I screamed so loud.
I did not like that.
So we went on the dinosaur one right after this.
Yeah, we're having a blast. We're
and like, everybody on this pod and in the chat knows about my megalophobia.
And you know what? I have it too. I've just learned this recently.
Yeah.
But only about things in the ocean.
Yeah.
I went and saw the new Jurassic World movie. I didn't really care for it. But
yeah.
There's this part where they're chasing one of the ones in the water. And I did not enjoy how big it was or how fast it was. So I don't like things in the water. Like, that's not my thing.
Yeah. My thing is like anything that's a mammal.
Yours
or a creature.
Yeah, it's so everything.
No, because like if a couch is too big, it doesn't scare me.
Okay, so yeah, obviously. So
that's what I'm saying. A sentient.
What about like a big, like, have you seen, remember you sent me that TikTok of the Madame Tussauds, like the wax museum, and they have that big Statue of Liberty head?
Yes, because it's like a human like
thing.
But
that's a statue.
I know, but like that's the thing is like if it looks like a human.
Okay.
Like that Yeti's not real. But it still horrifies me, just like those dinosaurs aren't real, but they still horrify me because they're emulating a mammal of some kind, right? That dinosaur ride. Okay, past the fact that I didn't know what the premise was, why the fuck are you in pitch black the entire time? And the only time you see is when you see horrifying animals coming towards you or next to you.
In that ride?
Yes. Yeah. Like, At first I was like, whoa.
No lights. There's no headlights on that little jalopy you're on, but for some reason we can travel through time. Go ahead.
No, and that's what I just said. That's why I was saying, like, you're in pitch black darkness the entire time. And then I was like, every time, like in the beginning, I felt like, oh. I was like, okay, what? Is it dark like the whole time? Or like, okay. It's dark the whole time. All right. And like that's how I was feeling up until a point. And then when they started flashing strobes and then you would see that horrifying monster, I screamed the first time, and then it got to a point where I just, like, my heart was pounding. I literally checked my Aura Ring when we got home last night and said the only point of day I was stressed was when we were riding that ride. And then literally I started screaming so loud and I was so scared. I kept my eyes closed the last probably like 10 minutes of the ride because I was too scared.
Sure.
And then I opened my eyes right at the very end when it's running towards you.
I didn't like that.
Dude, that's what made me scream so hard I almost threw up.
I was thinking that ride is their version of the Jurassic Park ride, like at Universal. Yeah. Like, you know, at the end, that big T-Rex sticks his big ass head out at the end and it scares you?
Yeah.
They do it too, but this one, I tried to look up the name of that dinosaur.
It looks like a Carnosaurus.
It is.
Yeah, Carnosaurus.
Yeah, it looks like a T-Rex, but it has two horns. It's hella horny.
Oh, it's got dual horns. And then Billy was like, also, too, about Florida.
Carnotaurus?
Yeah. Also about Florida rides, like, they take a picture on every goddamn ride. I had no idea they took a dinosaur ride. You guys will see that picture. I don't look like I'm having fun at all.
No.
I'm so scared and horrified in the picture. It's actually really funny.
It almost ruined, the trip.
Almost had to go home. I literally, and it brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, it is a Carnotaurus. I wonder if that ride.
Yeah, because that was the evil one in the movie. Dinosaur. In the movie Dinosaur.
Yeah, because I was asking.
It's based on the movie Dinosaur.
Oh, I asked that and Alex said no.
No, it is. It says it. That's what Brad said. He said it's loosely based on that.
Got it. Okay.
Like the dinosaurs are all the same, like the mean one. And then the one you're trying to save is the main one.
Oh.
You go through all that shit. And then at the end, I told Billy, because again, my eyes were closed and I was screaming the whole time. I literally told Billy, I go, well, I mean, did we do it? Did we save
him? No, he said, let's go.
Yeah, he goes, no, we literally abandoned him because it was too late. Yeah. And I go, what was the point?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was the point? Mm-hmm. And I literally had tears streaming down my face. I was so scared.
I agree.
So scared.
I did too.
I thought it was funny that I was so scared, but I was in a very real way experiencing fear.
Sure.
So fuck that ride and fuck all of you who didn't tell me about that ride. Thanks. Thanks for nothing. Also, when we went to Magic Kingdom, I pretended to propose to Billy in front of the castle and he got mad at me.
We were walking by the castle and I said, what if you did all of this? It wasn't even for Donnie's 21st birthday. It was so you could propose to Billy.
So I could propose back.
Yeah.
But on Donovan's birthday so I could pull focus.
Yeah. And Billy would love to be proposed to in front of the Disney castle.
And then I did. And he was like, what are you doing?
Immediately mad. So funny.
Oh, man. Well, that's what you get when you marry a chucklehead like me.
All right.
Okay. can't take her anywhere.
She's crazy, guys.
You can't take her anywhere.
You guys, we went on the new Tron ride.
That ride's crazy.
First of all, you're like fully tooching on it.
They had me tooted up. They had me tooted and booted on that hoe. I was like, me on Tron.
Yeah.
Did you know, Alex showed me this morning, they did those fucking Glambot type videos on Tron.
I don't want to see mine. Because you guys, I decided to wear a hat yesterday, so every fucking ride I had to take my hat off. Don't recommend. And my hair looked horrible. I don't want to see. Don't show me.
No, I saw.
Where does it take you? At the beginning?
Yeah, right when you take off.
I hate that.
It adds like a bunch of graphics and stuff, so it looks like, and it looks like, it looks like you're taking off. Yes.
I hate
it's
that.
It's a slow-mo video.
I hate, but that ride, so fun.
That ride's so fun. It's not very long, which, I mean, I'm sure it couldn't be in that position, but I don't know. The Hagrid ride one is.
But you're not laying down. Like,
that's true. But can I tell you guys, can I tell you a funny joke I said? Jason already knows the joke. Chat, this is for you. When we rode on it, we got to ride it again, which was fun. And when we were going a second time, I was like, oh my God, wasn't it so fun? And then he goes, I don't know. I don't really like that position. And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, the way you lay, it's like, I feel so like vulnerable. And I go, oh, is it? Oh, do you feel compromised in that position? Yeah, you're right. It's not for the weak. I'll tell you that much. Huh. That position is not for the weak.
You like it when other people are doing it.
Couldn't help but notice that only the straight men in our group were kind of like, hey, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Heard.
So, yeah. Something, if you're a straight guy, something to think about. Are you willing to tooch in order to ride Tron? Because that's what it takes. That's what it requires. Like and right before in your glam. I wish I had known because I would have done that.
I know. I'm like...
Anyways, it was really fun. What other rides did we go on? Guardians, we love that ride.
That's the best ride in the entire world. But see,
that ride is so
I am
crazy.
Excited to go on the Velocicoaster with Donnie because he's never been. Yeah. And that ride, as we've famously said in the past, it literally scared me into silence. I wasn't even screaming. I was just sitting right there because it was so scary. I couldn't even open my mouth.
I know.
I was so scared. You've ever been so scared in a ride you can't open your mouth? Because I have, and it's really scary.
Yeah. And I'm excited to go on Hagrid's ride again.
I am excited to do that one. No, and then Brad was saying that there's another new ride in the Jurassic World part.
You're crazy.
He said it's scarier than Velocicoaster.
Shut the fuck up. If it's like dinosaur, I won't make it. I'm not going to make it, team. But yeah, we got a whole week of fun ahead of us. But that's why we're in the new digs, because we've been having a ball. Oh, we also got to go walk through the Moana experience, which was really fun.
It wasn't very Moana. It was more about water conservation, which is honestly pretty cool.
Moana related.
Sure.
And I thought it was beautiful.
We did Ratatouille.
Frozen.
Oh, we did the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, like mining.
Oh, yeah, the mining one. We'd never ridden that one
that
before.
That was fun.
One also has a Glambot.
Enough.
They'd be taking too
many. Oh, we did Tower of Terror, and we did the Rock and Roller Coaster, the little Aerosmith one.
Yeah.
Dude, right before that one took off, Billy asked her, he goes, does this one go upside down? And she goes, no. And he goes, oh, okay. If you've ever been on that roller coaster, as soon as that bitch takes off, it goes upside down. At the very beginning. And it goes upside down on that ride like at least three times.
At least three times. And when we did it the first time, I go, I forgot. As we were like going.
It was so fun. It was a really good day.
No, we had a blast. We got a lot of steps in, but we had a lot of fun. And it was hot as hell.
It was hot, but I thought it was okay. I was okay the whole time.
I was sweaty as fuck, though.
I mean, yeah, I was too. But I
sweaty as hell. But yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun, and everyone was so sweet there, and everyone was so nice. And we'll keep you updated as the week progresses. Honestly, the next episode you guys see of the show,
we'll be home. Yeah,
we'll be recapping how Universal went.
Sure.
So you shall see. But
and we're gonna eat at Ohana, which I'm very excited about.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I like to call home. When you're here, you're family. When you're here, you're Ohana. But it was a hoot. We had a lot of fun.
I feel it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it greatly. Anyways, what else is new?
Should we talk about how much we've been complaining the last couple episodes?
Sorry about that, team.
Someone said...
I did see a funny passive comment that was like, can you guys stop pissing them off so we stop getting lectured? Which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't care about that. No, we got a couple that were like, you guys have been complaining the last couple episodes. And I said, or why every episode's like this. And then I said, only the last two have been, you'll be fine. And most people thought that was funny, which is fine. One person wrote that. And then I said that the same comment.
Yeah.
And then they said, I'm actually a new listener and I listened to the ones where Drew was complaining about the Caleb and Brittany comparison. I was listening.
That was months ago.
And so. I cannot emphasize this enough. And I hope this isn't mean, but if it is, okay, we're not looking for suggestions.
Well, also too, like let's revisit who you're watching, right? Me. Okay. So everything you know about me, even if you don't follow Dayson personally, like, let's just talk about just me, right? Is there anything about my current online existence online that makes you think that I'm not going to fucking tell you when you piss me off? No, right? Okay, so let's leave it at that. Like, the shock and awe should stop right fucking there, because if I'm involved and you guys cross a boundary, I'm going to fucking tell you, just like she's going to do the same thing. Now, that being said, it was 2 weeks in a row. And if you knock it off, it won't happen anymore. But before that, it hadn't happened for a while. So every now and then we got to like really course correct. And I will say to the 99% of the chat is always lovely, amazing, supportive. And they're kind of clocking those of you that are being fucking weird. They always are like, hey, stop doing shit like that.
Well, and a new thing I've seen is that people are pitting us against, like, I don't like how much Jason does this. I don't like when Drew does this.
And I don't like when you be commenting shit like that. So shut up.
Well, I was going to say that. I saw someone write this. They said, y'all.
Well, it's the same thing with Brittany and Caleb. It's the same thing. It's pitting us against each other. Well, what the fuck is that?
I saw a lot of someone writing like, y'all love to pit women against each other. And I absolutely think it's weird. And we're sisters. So like.
Absolutely.
If you have a bias, number one, neither of us give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, number one, I don't care. And number two, keep it to yourself. If that is the case, keep it to yourself, because I don't give a fuck and I don't care.
Don't be corny.
Well, also like I would encourage those of you who for some reason feel entitled to say things like that and think it's okay and not inappropriate and not rude, I would encourage you to remember this, that we're real people. We're not just like dancing monkeys in a cage. Like, we're actual real life people. So when you say shit that is commenting on the personal relationship I have with my fucking sister, I'm going to have a problem with it. And likewise, she is too. That's going to happen because you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, the only reason I know that's been happening, and I told Dayson this too, is because someone clipped clips of us making fun of Love Island and they went viral on TikTok, which is not a bad thing.
Did you see who won?
I did. Amaya.
Amaya Papaya, yeah.
Happy for her. Mazel tov. Congrats.
Did you see the last date that Huda and that guy had?
No, but here's what I will say. I saw someone say, okay, great, the person we loved is over. That being said, a lot of you need fucking help. And did I not say, does anyone give a fuck anymore? Exactly. Like, that's the crazy thing is too, is like any sort of complaining that we were doing was because some of you were losing your fucking minds over that goddamn show. That is quite literally what was fueling it, was that and the Queer Ultimatum. And it was like, you need to relax. That's my fucking point. That's why I said you bitches were watching that shit like the rich people watch the poor people kill each other in Squid Game.
It might have been Carrie.
That is so weird.
I told her about that comparison.
Yeah.
And then she was saying, was it Carrie? Maybe it was Alex. One of them was saying that Suzanne Collins, when she wrote The Hunger Games.
It was me.
Oh, it was you. Yeah. Well, some really smart, beautiful woman told me this. That you were saying that she based it off the way people react to reality TV when they're watching like Big Brother or like Survivor.
Yeah, that's how she wrote The Hunger Games. That's what it was. That's what was inspired the part of The Hunger Games where they televised it for people to watch, make comments on it and send gifts and pick favorites and like vote for favorites and shit like that. So I think collectively a lot of people can agree that this season of Love Island has brought out the worst in some people on the internet. I don't know what the fuck that is. Like,
no, and it's
actually, I do know what it is. It's misogyny. More than anything, it's misogyny.
You took the word. Billy makes fun of me because I say that all the time. That's what I was going to say. And it's not even to be like, you took my words. It's dang, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows. Like, he's just being annoying. is that it's all about the women.
Yes.
Like, I saw girls, like, did you see the BuzzFeed thing where they were like, here's what we would serve? It's like that meme where it's like, here's what the type of room I would give every astrology sign, astrological sign. Mm-mm. So it's like Virgo and it's like a clean room and it's at Aquarius Men and it's like a dirt floor.
Yeah. Oh, so yes, yes.
BuzzFeed did one of those and it's like what we would serve like for food to the people in Love Island. And for Shelly, they put a knuckle sandwich, but it was like a fist in between two pieces of bread.
Okay.
And as you and I are both very aware, Black women experience a lot of violence.
Yeah.
So like, that's not and funny.
Being painted as like an aggressor.
Yeah.
An antagonist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Like, that's why I said, like, more than anything, it was misogyny, like more than anything, which I found ironic because they were also ripping up the men, but not for everything.
For her, it was a knuckle sandwich. And for Ace, it was like a sippy cup. Hello?
Well, and then also like I hate to be that guy, dude, but like they're not gonna be together, so get over yourself. Like they will break up as soon as they leave that fucking island. I
and
promise
if they
you that.
Don't, good for them.
And if they don't, who gives a fuck? Because it's not you, so who cares? Like once again, like this is one of those things where I'm like, you guys really need to reassess and reevaluate how you consume media and like how it shapes how you perceive people in the real world. Like I really do think that some people need to think about that. All that being said, the only reason we were getting people acting like that on those videos is because those clips went viral of us making fun of Love Island, which for a good reason.
We like were making fun of the men.
No, yeah, we were making fun of the men.
We never talk about the women because I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. And I'll make fun of a man any day of the week. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, right? Like, that's what they get. So my point being, like, here's another thought. Don't watch us. Have you guys ever considered that? Like, instead of writing hate comments, can you just like fuck off? Like, that's cool too. Like, if you don't want to watch it. And that's how I know the people who write those hate comments don't watch us regularly. Like, they pop in every now and then, or they're like fleeting, or they're just like a passing fan. Like, those of you that are consistently watching the show all the time have always like understood our dynamic, how we talk, how we act, whatever the fuck, right? But that's besides the point. My point being, I'm so glad that show's over because I can't fucking stand hearing about it anymore.
I agree.
I'm so glad it's over because fuck that show and fuck everyone who is losing their mind over it.
I agree.
It's dumb. It's dumb and who cares? It's dumb and who cares? It's dumb and who cares? That's what some people need to remember. It's dumb and who cares? Ask yourself that.
Oh, it's supposed to be fun. So there's
and it got really not fun really fast. Yeah. Like, that's why I'm so glad it's over. So those of you who were losing your minds over it can move on to something else. And we can stop being bombarded with it. It's like, no, shit. Anywho, what else is going on? Oh, book club updates. I started a new series. I started Bridge Kingdom. Team, I'm reading Bridge Kingdom right now. That is another series that was written by the woman who wrote the Viking books that I really liked.
Oh, cool.
So that's another series of hers. So far, it's tea. So far, I'm into it. I think I'm probably like, I'm still really early on in it right now, but I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying myself. I will say though, counsel.
Oh, I have a book up here too. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Counsel, if I may approach the bench. When you write fantasy books and like the woman's like whole livelihood and everything is based in the desert, right? Like she's in the desert, like think like desert. And it's like sun all the time and all that shit. It's hot, right? Hot climate. What color do you think she's supposed to be?
If she's living in the desert.
Yes. That's where she's been raised her entire life,
so
is in
the
desert.
Sun, right?
Yes.
And dirt.
Mm-hmm. It's like, think like sand dunes, like Egypt.
Like Mad Max.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even then that didn't make sense to me.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I would think she would be tan.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So again, my follow-up
I would think she'd be anything but white.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So my follow-up is, why is she always pasty white? Like, how is that possible? How is that possible? Like, she's not feeling the sun. She literally talks about sweating all the time because it's so hot outside. And then when she's bathing herself, it's like, my pasty white skin.
My milky white breasts.
And my pink rosy nipples. That's what they always say.
Stop.
I'm dead ass. Chat's going to know what I'm talking about.
Stop.
When they
my rosebud mouth.
They say pink rosy nipples always.
Stop.
I'm not even kidding.
Who says that?
You all know what I'm talking about. It may be weird and uncomfortable. Let's sit in it. Let's sit in the reality of it.
Can we hold space for it?
Yeah, let's sit in the reality of it and let's ask ourselves, why is that?
Who says that?
Everyone in those goddamn books.
Pink rosy nipples.
It's always pink rosy nipples. I swear to God, someone's going to validate me. Someone who reads those books can validate me. Chat. It's always pink, rosy nipples. It's always that. Because she's so pale. She's so pale.
Her nipples have never seen the sun.
They're never talking about brown nipples. How am I supposed to feel represented?
Y'all never talking about chocolate brown nipples.
Y'all are never talking about brown nipples. Y'all are talking about pink, rosy ones. What the fuck? I don't have that shit.
No, they always say, like, she bit her rosebud colored mouth lip.
Yeah, exactly. She's fucking, like, her shade, this joke always makes Adam laugh.
Fucking Lolita head ass colored lip.
Yeah, her shade is bone at the head Mac. It's 001 ivory. You know what I'm saying? It's bone.
It's NARS and yeah. Alabaster.
Every time I say bone, he laughs so fucking hard because that's what they call the palest colors possible. No undertone.
So
that's how fucking pale she is.
Rosy colored nipple woman is living in the desert.
Yeah, and for she's grown up in the fucking sand dunes, and for some reason she's in the dune
too much.
She's grown up with the sandworms in dune.
Dude, that clip is in that highlight reel for. Yeah. I told Drew that I watched our tour intro video. If you went to tour last year, or I was listening to it on the way, saying so fucking funny. Dude.
Yeah. And she was laughing like it's not us, and we weren't there when I recorded.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know who these women were.
Yeah, when I said to Timothy Chalamet, "Would you suck it?"
We said, "What? Would you?"
And would you?
So funny.
Anyways, I don't know why she's pasty pink
with her
pink
rosy nips.
Yeah, I don't know why she's bone colored and has rosy nips, but I will get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
That being said, the story I'm into thus far.
Wait, what did you say it was called?
Bridge Kingdom.
Bridge Kingdom.
Yeah. The world
Bridge
is
Rosebud Nipples Kingdom.
Rosy Nipples Kingdom. Apparently that kingdom has the sun, but no tanning allowed.
No rosebuds.
But only bone.
Just bone and dune.
Bone. Shade bone.
Bone y dune. I finally, team, I have a great update for you. I finally finished One Last Stop.
What?
Was it worth it?
No.
I gave it 3
and
stars.
Where were they? Where were they? Riding trains in Brooklyn, just like I said.
On the queue. And they had schmecks on the queue.
Yeah. And she said standing, which I was like, well, how does that work? That's upsetting.
There's a lot of things going on. But they're lesbians, so they'll figure it out. But now I'm reading Dream On, Ramona Riley. Next is Cleat Cute. Instead of meet cute, it's cleat cute because they play sucker.
Nice.
And they wear cleats.
I gathered that. Thank you, though.
And that's all the
updates. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
I'm happy that you're reading. I'm happy I'm into one now because I was like, I was kind of sampling around and I was like,
sampling around? Shut up.
Yeah, like because I have so many books in my library.
You should do the, I think Brittany said it was bad, though, the Peaky Blinder one that she was kind of reading. It's not it's like Peaky Blinders-esque.
Yeah, here's my thing with that. That time period doesn't speak to my spirit personally.
Okay.
Like she told me about a Bridgerton one too, kind of, and I was kind of like, Regency. I need a fantastical element to it. Otherwise, all I'm thinking about is racism. Like I can't get it out of my head.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like when I'm reading it and it's based in actual historical context, I'm always like, well, I know these people aren't brown because they were fucking racist as fuck back then.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's, and it takes me out the story. That being said, I don't want to say never. Don't want to say never because I might eat my own words. But yeah, I'm on Bridge Kingdom right now. But I do have so many books in my TBR. I just haven't read any. So many people too have been telling me like to kind of do like, I think there's an app called Fable or something where you can like.
It's like a book club.
Yeah. Kind of show people. But I don't know about that. That's like another thing I got to do. But we shall see, but I'll keep you guys updated on Bridge Kingdom. If you have read it, let me know your thoughts. I'm glad so many of you validated me about When the Moon Hatched. That reminds me. I literally screenshot something because someone someone DM'd me and was like, this is literally what you were talking about on the pod the other day. About how like I just could not conceptualize what the fuck they were saying to me. Is this, I don't know if you'll see this, but you literally said this on the pod last Tuesday, word for word. And it's like this little thing and it's like a fantasy thing when it's, but it says like appearance in the Biki Bao Bagaba show, Shido supposedly died of General Awuga during Chippy Chippy Choppa. Like, I was like, that is how it fucking sounded when I was reading
Someone
that book.
Someone commented and said they opened that book. Okay, let me see. Oh, you know what I was going to say too, is that about the sister dynamic, is that I saw a lot of people commenting saying everyone that's complaining about the way you guys talk to each other has never had sisters. And then yes. I told you a great example of this is Bremen Rock and Princess. Yeah. How sisters are.
If you get it, you get it, yeah. is my point.
Oh, this is what they said about the book. Someone said, I opened a free sample of the book to see what Drew meant, and I kid you not, I read maybe two paragraphs and the phrase plop of spangle poop appeared twice.
That's my point. I was like,
is that in that book?
Yes. And the clip.
And what does that mean?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know. That's why I gave up.
Spangle poop.
When I said it in the episode and I said like, and his eyes turned red slits, and I was like, who is that? Where am I?
Yeah.
Are you, and who am I? Like, that's literally how I felt. Like, it was just too much. And when I said all that and a lot of people were validating me, I did see a couple people saying like, no, it's so good. Like,
I love that for you. Yeah.
But I saw so many people saying like, it's not even worth it. Like, when you get to the end, it's not fucking worth it. And I know the second one's not out yet, so I think that's another reason why.
Sure.
All that being said, if you like it, I'm glad you like it. I and that's why I tried to emphasize too.
Guys, like, we're allowed to like different things from you, and that's okay.
No, it's illegal. But also, like, what I was trying to emphasize and what I did emphasize many times was that I never give up on books. I never give up on them, especially because I'm like, I'm going to push through and see. I told y'all, bitches, I read that Flesh and Fire series three books too many. The fuck? There's like five in there. I read fucking three of them. So, like, I will keep pushing if I feel like there's things in there that I might like, or I'm like, I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
But I draw the line at a pregnancy trope. And I draw the line at being made to feel stupid. When I'm reading about spangle poop and plippy plop, I'm sick of it. Plop, I can't do it anymore.
Poop.
I can't do it anymore. You think I'm a joke, and that's not cool.
And I won't stand for it.
And I will not stand for it.
It's a great segue into our topic for this week, which is, what are things that are embarrassing that shouldn't be embarrassing?
Someone DM'd me and said, the link wasn't working for me, but I think pushing a shopping cart, they just submitted it to
walking
me.
Walking to go grab your cart feels embarrassing to me.
Or putting it back after you're done.
No, that doesn't feel embarrassing. That feels like I'm better than everyone because I'm doing it.
Oh, I'll tell you something that was embarrassing to me the other day that didn't need to be. Apparently at TSA now, they've switched the law, so now you don't have to take off your shoes anymore. I forgot when we were coming to Florida from New York, so I took off my shoes, but I was the only person that took off my shoes.
Standing there in her socks.
And then Billy didn't see me till after. And he goes, why'd you take your shoes off? You don't have to do that anymore. I go, oh, shit. And then I went to go get them, and they were already being put through the conveyor belt. And then I was just standing there humiliated in my socks. Nobody else in their socks. Just
I wrote,
me.
For example, I put like when you bowl, having to walk back. I mean, getting up to bowl is embarrassing to me. When you throw and then you got to walk back, it just feels so embarrassing.
That one's not that bad to me, but yeah. I get what
none
you mean.
Of these are going to be, because they're supposed to be stupid shit like that. You're not embarrassed by anything.
That's true.
So like another one I thought of was like when you go to a football game, like at the local high school, and you gotta find your seat at the bleachers and you're looking up. That's embarrassing.
Jason always has me go first if we ever do that.
Because I stand there real. I don't want to go up there.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Like, it's hard for me to get embarrassed.
No, this is the most unrelatable topic to you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and if I do think of one, though, I think everyone will be able to relate to it, because if I'm embarrassed by it, it's got to be pretty bad.
I mean, not for taking off your shoes. It's like, that's like,
I just felt embarrassed because I didn't want to take my shoes off.
No, but that one makes sense to be embarrassed. Being embarrassed about going to grab your shopping cart makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? It's not supposed to make sense. Yours makes sense. Like, I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah, look, so like this first one's from Kat, and she said, when you're out to eat at a restaurant and everyone's food comes out except yours, so you're the only one without a plate. Like, that is embarrassing. I get that. It's not supposed to be. And if you're like us, we all wait to eat until everyone gets their food, so you feel even more embarrassed when your food's not there.
And you're like, go ahead, everyone can eat. And they're like, no, it's okay, we'll wait. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like this one from Stephanie. She said, carrying in your lunch at work, like, sorry, I have to eat. That is Stephanie, that's such a good one.
I would always shove my lunch in my backpack so I didn't have to carry it.
Natalia. This one is embarrassing though. So she said when you walk up to a machine at the gym and you have to turn around and walk away because someone beat you to it.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
happened to me on the plane.
You have to like pretend that you weren't going to go to it.
You're I literally, the other day when we flew from LA to New York, I got up to go to the bathroom. I checked the sign. I wait like 5 minutes and I sit up and look all around me to see if anyone's getting up. I walk all the way there. Someone got in there before me. I don't know how I missed it. And then the flight attendant told me, oh, someone's in there. You can wait right. And before I even said anything, I just walked away and walked back to my seat and I didn't pee the rest of the flight.
Wait, I just thought
and
of
I
one.
Held it the whole flight. I just thought. Getting up to pee during a flight, that's embarrassing to me. Go ahead.
No, I just thought of one.
What?
Ordering something from a flight attendant.
Yes.
Remember I told you, this is my impression of what it looks like when I'm ordering anything ever on a plane from a flight attendant. I'm like, they're pushing their cart. This is how I feel like I look every time. Humiliating.
Or I have my headphones on, but I'm not playing anything. I'm looking at my phone because I'm watching them so I can be prepared.
Yeah, like I literally...
I don't want to be too greedy looking at
them. Yeah, like I'm pretending to look at my phone, but I'm going...
Yeah.
Staring exactly. up at them the whole time.
Exactly.
And then when I order it and they go, what? And then I had to repeat myself.
I said it's okay. A ginger ale. That's it.
One time I asked for ketchup on a flight for my meal. And then the girl goes, ketchup? And I go, yeah, she has, we don't have ketchup on here. And I was so embarrassed. I didn't even eat my food.
Sorry, do you guys have catsup? My bad. Y'all got catsup back there? Did you understand that, you fucking bitch?
But the way she repeated it to me was like, ketchup. We don't have those on planes.
We do not have that.
So. Oh, sorry. I don't live on planet plane. I didn't know that. I didn't know ketchup was fucking illegal on the fucking flight. Let me get this straight. My cousin can bring his vape, but you guys don't have fucking ketchup on this goddamn flight. My bad. And she said that I was so embarrassed. I didn't eat the rest of my food. Took my hunger away immediately because I was so humiliated.
This is one from George. And he said, throwing away fast food bags and gas station trash cans. Like you're just greedy in front of everyone. That's so.
Yeah. Real. Emptying your like car door trash out.
I was in a Georgia. Where did you drive us? I was in the front seat of your car. You drove us somewhere. Oh, to your book thing.
Yeah.
And I looked in the pocket door because I was going to put my drink in there. There were, and this is not an exaggeration, 8 caps to
that's an exaggeration,
but
immediately it's an 8 exaggeration.
Caps for literally go-go squeezes. Just they look like little airplanes. It's just 8 of them in there. Just the caps, not even the bags, just the caps.
Yeah, because I threw away the bags.
Why not throw the caps away too?
Well, clearly I missed the caps, bitch. Clearly
there's just a little pile of them. 8 of them in there. I'm not even
there's
joking.
Not 8 in there. Okay, I bet if sorry, I go count
there's
them,
7
if I go count it, there's maybe 2 8
true.
Please.
There's not. There's more than that.
But I told the chat the story when I was sure. throwing away, and the guy was like, I can do it for you guys. No. Don't, please. And then he goes, it's okay. I have kids. I get it. Immediately I go, I don't have any kids. It's all right.
So a lot of you wrote in farting. Farting is embarrassing, period. So it shouldn't be embarrassing because they're saying it shouldn't be embarrassing because it's a bodily function, but it is.
I think farting is gross, and that's why it's embarrassing yeah. to me. Not because of the noise or anything. It's just because no. it's gross.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and that's just like objectively speaking, farting is gross.
Yeah, but. Like this first one from Kian, he wrote having to ask for help at self-checkout.
Yeah.
Like that shouldn't be embarrassing because I'm allowed to ask for help.
I agree.
People are not allowed to fart in public. That's the law.
I was telling someone on my show recently that I don't find farting funny unless it's like accidental. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, so when it humiliates them, I go, yes, then it's funny.
Yeah, when it slips
but
out.
But when you go like, get a load of this, and then you fart,
yeah,
I'm mad.
Off.
I'm angry. And I know you're a boy.
This one's from and I hate you.
Yeah.
This one's from Shells. She wrote, clogging the toilet. Like, please help me unclog it, but also don't laugh. I'm gonna clean it.
I'll tell you this, like
when you clog a toilet.
Yeah, when I clog a toilet and it's a position where like I can't leave without them knowing it was me. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I would die in that bathroom before I let someone help me.
Yes.
I would literally die in that bathroom. Mm-hmm. I would barricade myself in that hoe. I would gray gardens myself in that bathroom if that's what it took. Yes. Like before I let someone in
I
there.
Guess this is where I live now.
Yeah, this is where I live now. I live with my own poop in this toilet. I'm gonna live with the poop toilet from now on. It's going to be just me with this poop toilet.
No, literally.
No, you're crazy. I'll literally like, and if it's in someone's house or something and there's no plunger, which I think is insane. Like, I think every home should have a plunger next to the toilet.
I'm locked in.
Just in case someone needs to unclog it and doesn't want to bother you with that. So I would literally go to another bathroom and look for it. I would Instacart a plunger to the front door and be like, could you bring me that package at the front door and leave it outside the bathroom?
Right.
I would rather do that whole charade instead of asking someone to help me.
I agree.
That's actually a really good one because there's no way.
If there's no plunger, I'm packing up
and they're just going to look at my poop.
I'm wrapping it up. I think Tuat takes it as right like that. I'm wrapping it up and it's going to my purse.
I'm sitting on the toilet and chaining myself to it until somebody can help me until someone gives me the tools. I would like YouTube how to unclog toilet in the bathroom by myself.
WikiHow.
If that's what it took. Yeah.
This next one's from Taylor. She said your shoe being untied in public and having to stop to tie it. That is so embarrassing. Like, I thought my shoe untied yesterday at Epcot and I got so embarrassed so fast, but it didn't. Phew.
My shoes are always untied if I have to tie them myself. Because most of the time I'll just slip my feet out and I'll just put them right back in so they don't untie. Right. But if I have to untie them and I tie them myself, like, they almost always untie. I don't know what that is. I'm not a very good shoe tier.
No, her shoes are always untied.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That does feel embarrassing, though. It feels like little kid shit.
That's what she said. I feel like a toddler. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
This next one's from Lauren. She said, having an umbrella, like, why are you so prepared? That does feel embarrassing.
Like, on your person at all times. Geek or just alert.
Even when it's like, you're like, it's, oh, it might rain and you got to carry an umbrella. That feels embarrassing.
I'd rather get rained on, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. There's something about carrying an umbrella that I just don't fuck with the vibe.
Right.
Something about that vibe. It's just not really true to my spirit, I feel like.
Maybe you can relate to this one. This one's from Kristen. She said, when I get out of my car with AC and my glasses fog up, because what the hell is that? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, well, you wear glasses.
I don't think so. Maybe. I do wear glasses, but like, I'm the type of bitch that, like, I'll wear, if I can't wear them, let's say, like, or no, if I always have to wear glasses when I drive. So, like, if I'm just not wearing, I'll just take them off before I get out of the car.
Oh, okay.
I, like, prefer to walk around blind than walk around with my glasses on outside purely because I'm a sweater.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that. I'm a sweater. And, like, even sunglasses, like, the sunglasses I have now are, like, one of the few pairs I've had that don't overstimulate me to the point where I get, like, cracky.
Yes.
Because remember I said once, I'm like, do you guys ever get overstimulated with wearing glasses? And then everybody told me I had autism.
Yes.
Do you remember that dark period in the show?
Which time?
Yeah. I, like, sometimes, like, sunglasses, like, overwhelm me. Like, just something on my face for some reason makes me so hot and it, like, overstimulates me really badly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I never wear my glasses, especially in the summer. I don't know how people do that.
Yeah.
But again, I'm just a big hot bitch. Like, I run so hot and I get so, my head especially is the hottest thing on my body. It's like my head, literally, and my neck. So that doesn't happen to me only because if I'm driving with my glasses, I take them off and put them in my purse.
Got it.
No case.
No case.
No case. Scratch to hell.
I saw this one a lot. It's like when it's raining, so you have your windshield wipers on high, and then when you get back in your car and you forgot to turn them off and they just start going really fast. Yeah. That one's in there a lot. This one's from, okay.
Oh, I thought of one.
Wait, hold on. This one's from Lindsay, and she said, when you have to stand there while people sing happy birthday to you, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's an obvious one, I feel like.
It's the worst. That's a good one.
Feels like this.
That's the whole time. I open gifts too.
That's why I never open gifts in front of people if I don't have to.
Sure.
I try not to anyway.
What was the one you thought of, buddy?
Oh, sorry. The one I thought of was when you go into like one of those car washes and you have to put your car in neutral.
Yeah. You know how many times Drew's called me and been like, dude, how do I put my car in neutral? Dude, how do I? I'm like, are you at the car wash? Yes. And how do I put my car in neutral? Dude, how do I do it? One time we were on the phone and I Googled it for her. So I thought she would remember ever since then. And she doesn't. So she did it like three more times around. Dude, do you remember how to do that?
And you know what's funny is sometimes when I call Billy and I'm like, I'm going to stop in the car wash on the way home if I'm going to get my nails done or something, he'll literally text me and be like, don't forget, you have to do it this way.
Yeah. Don't forget, this is how you do it.
And then I get so nervous because they're looking at me and they're going, like, the people in the car wash, and I'm getting scared. And then they come to my window and I'm like, no. No, I got it. One time I was on the phone with anyone and then I rolled the window down and I go, I don't remember how to put it in neutral. And the guy told me, I said, thank you.
This one's from Caitlin. She said, walking up the steps in an auditorium class to find a seat, no one should perceive that I'm also in this class. That's how I feel about the bleachers. No one should know that I'm here.
I will say, like, what I think is more embarrassing than that is, like, stadium seating inside a gymnasium. And you know how, like, the seats go into the wall?
Yeah.
And then they come out? When you're going up and you have to go high and they're loud as fuck.
Doosh, doosh, doosh.
Yeah, you know what's another one? When you go downstairs and you're wearing, like, a shoe that flaps against your foot.
Yeah, it's
and
slapping.
It's loud as fuck going down. To the point where, like, my toes are cramping because I'm gripping inside my shoe to hold it to my foot.
Against my heel.
Because I'm walking too loud.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Like, even on the creaky ass bleachers, it's like, as you go up.
This one's from Isabella. She said, walking to your car from the nail salon with a new pedicure and you're slipping and sliding around your flip flops because your feet are so oily. So I have to stomp walk so I don't eat shit.
One time I left getting a pedicure.
One time I left.
This is one of my favorite stories.
I loved getting a pedicure. I had just got a pedicure. And this was when I, like, didn't have any money. So, like, I didn't get gel. I just got normal polish, obviously.
She got, like, a neon green.
No, not that time. I'm thinking of a different time.
I'm thinking of the time you went to the gym after.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of a different time. But wait, you also love this time.
I'm going to tell the gym. Can I tell the gym one really fast?
Yeah,
she went to the gym after the same fucking error where she's like, I'm not paying for gel on my toes. I was like, dude, it's worth it because it's faster. She was like, dude, I'm not doing that. So she went to the gym, put her socks on, left, went to the thing. She got home. She goes, dude, look at my toes. All of her toes had, like, thumbprints on them. Because her socks were,
you know, when it
so
like
tight.
Wrinkles and it like pushes it up like a carpet. Like, that's what, on all, I'm not kidding, all your 10 toes.
All your toes look uncut.
I rolled the foreskin down on all 10 toes.
Your scrunchies on your toes.
And I was like,
so that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite. She goes, dude, look. I'm all, are you going to go back? She goes, nope. I goes, I'm going to have a wrinkly. You're going to have texturized toenail polish for however long.
It's crackle nail polish.
In 2018. Okay, sorry. Tell your story.
No, I left in like flip flops too, but I was like slipping also. I was walking outside. Mind you, there's
this
like.
This is what you get when you go without us.
Just like every time I went to get a pedicure by myself in this era, like something horrible would happen.
Was that the salon? Yeah. Old one by the gym?
Yes.
Dude, once.
No, not that one.
Oh, okay. No, I remember one time I went to that one with mommy. It's in the same parking lot as the Home Depot. Is it that one? And then Costco?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Not that one.
And where we used to get our lashes done. Yeah. No, I remember one time me and mommy went to that one. It was like one of the first times we went. My mom loves the massage chairs and I fucking hate them because they hurt me.
Yeah,
and I don't like
the nail
them.
Salon. Yeah.
But my mom was like, this one's good. And mind you, my mom also, we were there for 3 hours. I don't know why. My mom was sitting in it and it was like literally like moving her. She's doing a crunch for 3 hours.
It was like pushing her all the way forward.
And then the next day she said, my back hurts so bad. And then I was like,
I was getting beat up.
That thing beat you up for 3 hours. Yeah. Okay, sorry, finish your story.
No, I left the salon and I was also slipping on my shoes. And like the lady had asked me at least 7 times, do you want gel? Do you want gel? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, your pedicure won't get messed up. And I was like, it's fine. Mm. And then she's like, okay. She like kept going, okay. Like knew I was going to regret it. And I'm like, it's fine. I do this all the time. And then I'm walking out. And then I'm like trying to put my wallet back in my purse. And then because my feet are slippery, I slipped and I like rolled my ankle on my sandal. But then I kicked the fuck out of this like stone pillar that was right outside. I'm not even kidding. Tears going down my face. I was like, like I kicked the fuck out of that thing. Looked down, whole petty's fucked up. Whole thing on one foot, and then because there was all windows and that lady walked me to the counter, she was still looking outside. And then
you didn't get gel, huh?
I was like, don't, and I like and I kicked that shit and I was like, fuck. And I like sat up and I had tears in my eyes because my toes hurt so bad.
Damn.
And then I had to pretend to walk away like super normal, even though I saw that lady going, looking outside. Dude. And then I got in the car and I started crying and like my toes were all scraped because I rolled my foot. Like, You know what I mean? Dude. I like rolled my fucking foot, scraped my toes, fucked up my whole pedi on all five toes on only one foot.
Right.
My other foot was fine.
Right.
And then I had to go get in the car and then I called Billy in tears and I was like, no, it's like, I just like fucked the whole thing up. I like tripped and kicked the
driving
pillar.
90 home because you're so upset. Dude, the other day I went to go get wax and I walked out and I was squeezing between my car and this bush. I swung my foot forward to walk. I kicked the fuck out of like the root of that branch. I thought I broke my pinky toe. I told you I walked in to check in. They're like, oh yeah, we got checked in. I sat down. I was like, okay, cool. Grabbing my pinky toe. Thankfully didn't break it, but it did feel really bad for a while.
And don't worry, team, I do get gel now.
Yeah,
so I can kick all the stone pillars I want and my pedi won't get messed up.
Right. Okay, we're gonna do one more. This one's from Tate. She said, Tate McRae, is this you?
No, Tate off Wallow.
Dayson Tate off Wallow. And she wrote, climbing out of a pool on the ladder. I don't know how to describe it, but it's so vulnerable and awkward, especially when you have to adjust your bathing suit right after. That's what you do before you get out of the water, Tate. What are you doing?
Yeah, but she means like even when you're going up, like sometimes it still goes up your butt.
That's
a little
true,
bit.
That's true, yeah. Now everyone's looking at your moonbeam ice cream.
Yeah, everyone's getting a good old look at your moonbeam ice creams.
Nothing worse.
That's like, I'd like to see that and raise it. When you have to pull yourself out of the pool and it's a little too hard.
Yeah.
So you're like,
remember we were seeing if I could do it. I did it in Hawaii, but it was very hard.
No, you kind of rolled out, but yeah.
But I did that push up part. Come on. I did. You were there. You remember.
I think so.
The silence after that. Right. Anyways. Okay. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We
were complaining so much. Hope there wasn't too much complaining in there.
Anyways,
it's fine.
Yeah, I told you you'd be fine.
And thank God that show's over. Shit.
No, I won't have to complain as long as the violence is gone. I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about me.
Me and my horrible takes. But for real. Other than that, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you join the Patreon to watch our vlogs. The vlogs are going to be really good. I'm really excited about this one. So make sure you do that. Make sure you buy Drew's book. The hardcover is available right now. And the paperback will be available on August 26th. Yes. I just pre-ordered mine. I'm very excited. The cover is different. And there's an extra chapter.
Woohoo!
So make sure you get that. But other than that, we love you. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.